give to charity. Are you concerned about equality and human rights?
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm so sorry that I am so late. Anyways, it's myself and my entourage. I've got the two kids, Coral and Dexter, and of course, Drew, my very good friend. And I'm just going to play some music, and we'll get back in a minute. My name is Anita B, and the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. And right here we have the Von Zippers. This is a band out of Calgary who are awesome, and they will rock you. So enjoy, and then I'll be organized.
We'll be right back.
All right. Of course, CITR is the station. And we just heard something from a band called Mittens. That would be spelled M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S. And the name of that song is called Teenage Twitter. It sounded very Twittery. It made me a little Twittery. That's from their new self-titled record. And we heard the Von Zippers in there before that. My name is Anita B. And we have Drew here. Let me make sure your mic is on. Does that say mic three?
It does.
So this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Drew Swalwell, here you are.
Yes.
This is exciting to have you here.
Yeah, you threw me out some mad props the last show.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you said something along the lines of everybody needs one of me in
your life. Oh, that's true. That's because you're a good person. Uh-huh. I mean, it's true. So the Drood abides. Here we are.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I can't not call you the Drood. Anyways, it is now. Sorry, first of all, folks. It's 6:53. We got here a full 15 minutes late. And the kids are in tow someplace. They're in the other room. So they're kind of contained, which is nice. And I'm sure they'll come on air. But four of us in the studio is a little crowded.
It gets a little hectic.
It does.
There's no lie in that.
No. So tell us, Drew, what's new with you? What's going on in your life?
What's new with me? Just life. I'm, just living it. Contemplating the idea of retiring from the whole music scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of the music you've done. Let's chat. Because you and myself, we were in a, what do you want to call it, a project in a band? Not long ago.
We'll say it's a project. It was in the works.
It was a thing. And it was fun, and I miss playing with you.
Oh, thanks.
But, life goes on, I guess. Yep. And but before we all had our thing, tell me the bands and tell the audience.
Well, I've hosted a few shows here, and I was in a band called Manhands.
Yeah,
we were around for a couple of years, and it was a before that it was a band called Catamaran. And if I'm really going to be honest, they're more or less the same band because they were the same band members. We just changed our direction a little bit.
But see if I'm correct on this. Did the first band, Catamaran? Oh, somebody's there. I think had a bass player, correct?
Yes.
And then the Manhands had no.
Yeah, because really, you don't need a bass player.
It's bass.
And I say that because you're a bass player.
Looking at me. It's okay.
Yeah, no, you don't really need a bass player.
Okay. Well,
I'm joking.
Well, we do add something to the mix. We
we'll give you that.
Okay. Fine.
We just got rid of. The bass player left, and we decided to go heavier, and I just started playing bass lines on my guitar, and that's sort of how I played anyway. So,
and also speaking of guitars, did you not have a tenor a bass guitar? No, not a bass guitar. You had one of those. What are they called?
I have a baritone guitar.
Baritone guitars,
but I've never actually used it in a
really.
In a band. I think I've jammed with a few people with a baritone guitar, but you know what? That's a lie. I was in a band with Dave Clark from the Rio Statics in Toronto, and it was a jam band, and it was bloody awful.
Really?
Yeah, it was one time, and I was just like, I'll bring my baritone, and so everybody just sort of starts jamming, and there's at one point this guy started scatting about shitting himself.
Oh God.
And it was incredibly fun to be on stage, but I was watching my friend's eyes as start to tear up with boredom.
Oh, so you actually played a show?
We actually played a show.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was the first time I'd ever played with him.
And that was with your baritone
that was guitar. With my baritone guitar,
and I think we might have had the same baritone guitar, right? Did you have an Epiphone?
Dan Electro.
Oh, sorry. No. Well, not Epiphone. I had a Dan Electro, too. Because I think we had this conversation. Was yours the Seafoam Green?
No.
Mine was Seafoam Green.
Mine's black. It's really boring.
Black? Yeah. And then I bought it because I thought it might be cool being a bass player who wanted to also play guitar, I thought. And they look cool. For anybody who doesn't know what a baritone guitar looks like, it does not look like a six-string bass. So first of all, get that image out of your head. It looks just like a regular guitar. Like, what's his face from the Smiths plays one? Robert Smith.
And then if you
from The Cure. Robert Smith from The Cure plays one.
Let's go even more local since this is, a Canadian show. Eric Axum from Hermetic.
Okay.
Plays a baritone guitar. He actually plays a Dan Electro baritone.
A Dan Electro. Yeah. So I had one. And then I remember going to my practice with it. And I didn't know what to do with it. And I was just like, I think I sold it back to Long McQuaid.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Anyways,
that's my not very exciting story. So, yes. You are going to tell us about a show coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. Kimmy from Mittens, who we just heard. Yeah, it's playing a show on September 25th at the Cobalt. You should probably go out and see them because they are they're really rad. And Kimmy is one of the nicest people in Vancouver.
And who are they playing with?
They are playing with Stork, Yes Bear, and Pale Red.
Okay, Stork. I know Stork. Do you know Stork?
No, I don't know.
Okay, Stork.
In truth, I don't know any of those bands.
Excellent.
This is why I'm retiring out of the music scene.
I'm
just not in touch anymore.
No, no. You know what? I'm going through my rock renaissance. That's what I'm calling it. I went through, eight years being kind of still doing my radio show, but having kids and then not really doing any music, like writing or doing anything musical. And so I was totally out of the scene, basically, if that makes sense. Mostly out of the scene. And then I'm coming back and it's okay. I'm coming back and I'm learning things and I'm sort of reconnecting with people. And my point here is, you know who Stork is?
No.
It's Luke Meat's band.
Oh, right.
You know Luke Meat?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Luke Meat here from the station.
Who doesn't know Luke Meat,
right? And so that Stork is his band and I'm now in a new band that has a working name of Bindweed. We're called Bindweed. That's what we think it's going to happen. I'm excited. And it's myself and two other Sarahs. And we practice at the same time as Stork does in our practice space.
Very nice.
And Stork is not just Luke Meat. It is Alan Forster. It is Matt. I don't know his last name. Matt used to be in, I want to say, like, he was way back in that scene. God. Like, the post... sort of Black Halos, around Black Halos. Anyways, he was... Total, yep. And who's the other person? A guy named Ben. Ben is the drummer. Ben works at Neptune Records.
All right.
I ran into Luke and Ben at the same time at Neptune.
Right.
Now I'm getting all like I know. I'm name dropping. Yeah, I'm a total name dropper.
It's a good thing I'm wearing my hard toes.
Sorry. Oh, God. Now I'm getting pathetic. Okay, so let's just listen to what we have next, which is, hey, you know what? I have the B-lines ready to go. So the B-lines are getting queued up. And then we've got a whole bunch of other music here that all of you people, all four of you out there in CITR listening land might like. So we have some, which I always have on tap. Always have Tough Age. Always. I cannot go without playing Tough Age. We have some Shimmering Stars. What else do we have here?
Let's just make it up. Let's play some music.
Oh, so we should just do something. Yeah, yeah. We'll just embarrass ourselves. That would be awesome. Okay, no, I'm joking. I would embarrass myself, not you, Drew. So we got B-Lines here. This is a new record of theirs. It's called Opening Band. And they played not long ago. And I think they're playing again soon. And I think it's going to be a really good show. And I saw it listed that they are playing with, of all people, Sean Mrazek's band. Yeah. And I saw it on Twitter. And I even, tweeted, wow, that looks like a great show. And I got to find the date. I want to say it's, September... 18th or something. And I want to say it's on a Thursday night or something like that. But so anyways, check it out. I know they're playing soon. This is B-Lines. They're from Vancouver. They've been around forever. They're pretty heavy and I like them. I like them a lot. And they're on Hockey Dad Records. We're going to hear what song? Do you want to pick a song? Pick a song that sounds good.
Tell Me.
Tell Me. Oh, yeah. Okay. The song is called Tell Me. Okay. Amazing. Tell Me.
Oh, my God.
That's
we didn't just do that.
Song 3. This is the B-Lines here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. First in my rift of apology, I'm discovering a embarrassing. I am from what everybody's been telling me. I live my memories vicariously. I'm glad you kind of found that funny. So tell me what I did last night. 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 How I got home in the army. What was happening after 4 or 5 a.m. Allegedly I was smoking a bag and kissing a man. I'm fucking ass close to killing yourself. And you get to do it over and over and over again. And I
God, tell me why not just last night, last night. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Bank Robber, and I really like those guys. They are, well, I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard they're out of Victoria, but they're listed as being a Vancouver band. So we heard the song Bank Robber from them, from Bank Robber, from their album Life Is Nutso. So Life's Nutso. And I just got my flip-flop back. Okay, we're good. This is Drew. Drew is here with me. Sorry. Now he is.
Yeah, I kind of need you to turn me up just because if I'm going to talk.
That's true. Sorry. Sorry, Drew. I'm not used to having people here. You know, I'm just not. And Val's here too. Hi, Val. So Val's doing... Val's show is in 44 minutes. And hey, it's Val's birthday tomorrow too.
Shut up.
Val is a Virgo, yes. As am I. My birthday was on the 5th. And Val's is on September 11th, 9/11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy 9/11.
Yeah. Speaking of 9/11, actually, let me quickly
really,
talk about...
Are you going to segue something into 9/11?
No, well, I am actually, but I have a story. But before Bank Robber, let's just say that we heard a band out of, I believe, not Kelowna, Kamloops, yeah. Shimmering Stars with the song Dereglement. I don't know if I said that right. Dereglement. From their new record, Bedrooms of the Nation. And then we heard Beelines in there before that. Okay, but I do have a 9/11 story. It's Val's birthday, and it's also traditionally, well, you know, I'm a social studies teacher, and I do teach other things, by the way. I do teach science, and I teach geography.
Not right now.
Exactly, and that's my point. So every year on 9/11, I have to give my students, especially, where's Dexter Coral?
Right here.
Thank you. You seem to have left your brother. Now, by the way, my kids are here too, Dexter and Coral. Yeah, so we got a lot of... Yeah, they just got some gum. I'm a good mom. Okay, so my point is that every 9/11, because nowadays, Drew, yeah. I don't know if you know this, eighth graders, they would be born, so they're 13. So what year are we in? 20? So they'd be born in 2001.
Let's not do this whole age thing.
Well, we have to because no. It's a reality, especially me being a teacher. So you know, like a few
been
years...
Been having a few age things recently.
So, okay, well, I'm older than you, so don't worry about it. So my point is that... on 9/11, I used to talk to the students and like, yeah, where were you when the towers went down, et cetera. And, you know, wow, it was, and I had a student who actually was legitimately traumatized. He actually suffered from PTSD. He did. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so these are kids who remember. And then as time goes on, now these kids are like, oh no, I was like 1 year old. I was a baby. I was 8 months old when 9/11 was happening. Right. And so you have to explain, here's my point. You have to actually teach to them what happened because they're not that up on it. They just know that, you know, the towers.
Take our shoes off when we get on an airplane.
Yeah, exactly. And so you have to then give them the background information, but you're teaching it from you being a piece of living history. You being like, I was here and this is where that happened. If you're going to talk, you need to not out. Thank you. We can talk on air in a minute. Okay, thank you. And so it just gets exhausting having to, my point here, go explain sort of in one period, not even, it's like half, you try to spend 10 minutes talking about 9/11 and then you end up spending 45 and explaining the whole, you know, Islam connection and then racism and then this and then that. And then it's just exhausting. And then by the time you're done, you're just kind of worn out. And especially if you teach multiple classes, let's say you teach like 4 social studies that day, you do it first period, second period, third period, fourth period. And so my point is this, because we're on strike and tomorrow's 9/11, I don't have to do that.
That's something.
Thank you Christy Clark for not forcing me to completely exhaust my soul on 9/11 tomorrow.
Let's not thank Christy Clark.
I'm thanking her for a few things lately. I'm thanking her for being forced to clean out all my bottles and cans. I've brought them all back because I need the money.
Okay, so when we were in a band together,
yeah,
you know, we drink, you know.
Oh no, not with me.
No, and then Justin and I would go and put our bottles in the recycling, and Anita would actually grab the bottles and be like, I'm taking these home.
Well, I do because
no, it was very thrifty. Yeah. It was very thrifty.
I'm a thrifty person, and I. Well, there you go. And so Justin always, whenever he sees me, gives me his bottles and his cans, or he teases me at least. you know, but well, so there you go.
I feel like even when we go to the batting cages,
I bring all my bottles and cans. I don't go into garbage cans. At least I haven't yet. Maybe in a couple weeks I'll start going through the garbage cans. I'll be that woman down your alley with, you know, the shopping cart.
It's true.
I will be there. I will be here.
I'm down with that.
You know, and I'll have some, you know, Jesus lives, Jesus saves sign, and I'll start rambling on about God knows what.
Unlike this very moment right now.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move on then. Let's talk about what we're going to hear next, and let's listen to something. So
let's do Tough Age.
Oh, Tough Age. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? I have stuff. Actually, I actually have stuff. Shockingly, we could play Tough Age. How about we play them after this?
Yeah.
We have Slow Learners. That's what I have.
Let's do it. And they're playing this this Friday.
They are playing this Friday, and I'm really excited. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And they are playing. They're opening for a band out of Calgary called Napalm Palm. And then I believe a band called Victories is opening for them. And Victories is comprised of two girls who are super cheeky and really talented. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing them. I've seen them before. But I've never seen Slow Learners.
Penny's maybe one of my favorite drummers.
Oh, yeah? I hear she wears gloves. She jumps with gloves.
She does wear gloves. It looks actually really effing badass.
Yeah, I know. So I'm kind of excited. So these guys are actually one of my favorite bands as of right now is Slow Learners.
It's a good band to be in love with.
It is. And this song, Habit, I cannot get it out of my head. And it's in my phone, and I've been listening a lot to it. So let's just make sure I'm all tuned in here. Okay. So this is from about a year and a half ago from a 7-inch of theirs. The song is called Habit, and it's available on Perfect Master Records. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and this is Drew, my buddy here.
Hey, what's up?
All right. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Of hell.
All right, you are listening. Woo! Yes, okay, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And in the studio, we have four of us. There are four of us here, including Coral. Do you want to say hello?
Hi.
Okay, let's make sure your mic is on first. That might help. That's Drew's. Okay, so we have my daughter, Coral. Do you want to tell us how old you are?
I am 9.
You're 9. Look at that. And was your birthday recent? Lee?
Yes.
And when's your birthday?
August 19th.
Yes. That means you're Leo, right?
What?
Yes, so you are. I'm a Virgo. We've got Dexter. Dexter, do you want to say hello? Come on over here. Come by Mama. Come over here. We got all three mics on. Okay, so say hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Dexter.
And you have lots of gum in your mouth?
Yeah.
Because I'm a really good mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell everybody how old you are.
Six.
You are almost 6 and a half. That's right. On September 26th, you'll be 6 and a half, right? Yeah. Now, are you guys enjoying school? Coral, how's school going for you so far?
Horrible.
Why is that?
Because school hasn't actually started
That's
yet.
That's correct. You're right. And Drew, how's school going for you, buddy?
School is ongoing.
Yes. The school of hard knocks. No, that's my life right now. That's okay. So we also have Drew here, of course, Drew Swalwell. Mommy. And so that makes four of us here in the studio. My name's Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we have, look at that. We only have 24 Mommy. Minutes. Yes?
Can you have a microphone?
Well, you'll have to come back over here. You're sharing one with me.
Hi, everybody. Am I on my radio?
Yes, you are. Do you want to tell us, Coral, who's your favorite band?
Yay!
Who do you like? What music do you like to listen to?
My daddy's.
Your daddy's? Oh, really? That's the first I've heard of that. I'm just saying. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and I do like Journey, too.
You like Journey?
Journey's solid.
Okay. Dexter, what band do you like? Tell us. Speak into the microphone. What?
Okay. He likes,
should I say Katy Perry? Yeah, say what he likes.
He likes Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Also, another solid choice.
There you go. Who do you like?
Fireworks.
You like Fireworks.
Oh, the Katy song, Perry.
That incredibly awful song by her. Right, Dexter? Yeah, I know. I'm making you mad. Okay, folks. Let's see. We just heard New Sensei with the song Firstborn. Yay. From the album Sundowning. And, okay, we're going to turn.
No.
No. Just for now. I'm trying to talk. So Drew brought that in, and that's a beautiful record that you brought in, Drew.
I like it. Nice white vinyl.
Yeah. Do you actually have a turntable at home?
I do.
Yes.
And
when other people talk, you have to be quiet.
Okay. If you've never seen New Sensei, you should probably give yourself a kick in the ass.
I haven't.
So. They're amazing, and it really resonates with my gradding in '95.
Oh.
And, little L7-ish.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Because I do play a lot of New Sensei on the show. I've never seen them, though. So I take it they put on a good show.
Yeah, they put on a good show.
Wow.
She's got an amazing guttural scream that I love. Yes.
That is funny. Yeah. Very L7. Remember that? You know what L7 means, right?
This is great. This is great.
It means loser.
Yeah, this is great radio as you give me hand symbols.
No, L7. That's what it stands for. That's where they got their name.
Oh, no. I get it.
Just saying. I did not know that back when. Okay, this is turning into a little bit of a circus. Okay, let's move on to some. What do we have next, Drew?
I don't know. What do we have next?
Okay, how about some?
Katy Perry.
No, Katy Perry. We're done talking. How about some dead ghosts?
Sure.
Okay, that's what we have next. Let's hear some dead ghosts.
What's dead ghosts?
This is what they are. You're going to hear them. This is what you're going to hear. When
Isn't
you're...
that a bad thing?
No. Well, no.
But how can ghosts be dead?
We also do babysitting.
We do.
And childcare.
Oh, good Lord. Yes. This should be... Okay, let's hear song 5. This is the song entitled 1, 2, 3, 4. I Want You Back. Yes.
Hey, that's mine.
And the name of this record is called... the name of the record is I Can't Get No.
Yeah.
mais quelque chose me dit qu'au fond de toi, je ne te déplairai pas pourtant, et tu seras moi avant longtemps.
Yeah, yeah.
Présenté lorsque tu me vois, mes cheveux longs amusent tes amis, je crois. Mais je saurais bien patienter. Je sais que je t'aurai sans tarder. Il suffirait de rien pour te contourner. Avec un peu d'amour, je te retiendrai. Fâché. Et je vois dans tes yeux c'est déjà gagné. Tu vas vous dire que c'est trop tôt. Je te vois dans mes bras pour très bientôt. Il suffirait de rien pour te contourner. Avec un peu d'amour, je te retiendrai. Bien dit, tu vois que j'ai raison. Tu ne regrettes rien de tout cela, au fond. Tu n'es pas si mal dans mes bras. On dirait même que ça te déplaît pas.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Au fond, ça ne te déplaît pas, petit. Tu ne regrettes rien de tout cela, au fond.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, we just heard a couple songs there. The one just now was from a band called Les Sequelles. It's spelled Sequelles. They're a French band. They're from, I believe, Montreal. I saw them years ago. I think we played a show with them way back in Toronto. I think we played a show with them in Toronto. And they're this most stylish people ever. This French like garage rock band who were just super styling. Like they just blew every single stupid Ontarian / Canadian that was playing around that time out of the water. And yeah, they sang in French, of course, because they were French. And I don't think they spoke very much English either. But if you saw them, you'd just be like, oh my God. Wow. They're amazing. The name of that song is Il Souffrait d'une Rien. Can you speak French?
No.
No, me neither. I have no clue what that means. Il, I-L, souffre, d'une rien.
You sound like you speak French.
Do I?
Yeah, kind of.
Thank you. I can't. And that's from a compilation entitled Serpent Gasoline Volume 2. And that is on Grenadine Records. Those dudes were out of Montreal. They were the guys that originally had a hand in getting... Wolf Parade going.
It was
those two guys. I'm trying to remember their names now. We knew them. We were on this compilation. Really super nice guys. And apparently they were involved in sort of getting them going and getting their first show, I think, in Montreal when they sort of moved from the West Coast to here or to there. Yeah. Okay. Before that, we heard something from a band called Vancouver Knights. And that features Sarah Lapsley with the lovely voice. Sarah does a show before me, but because we were late, I never got a chance to see her. Her show is The Arts Report, and she's just the best girl in the world. And the name of that song is Night Coon Park, and that is on the Vancouver Special Compilation, released, God forbid, like 2000. The year was 2000. That's like 14 years ago.
I actually had this one.
I know.
And I think I traded it in.
Yeah.
It wasn't my jam.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
I love all the songs on it. Particularly mine. That's okay. No, but there's... I think...
I remember seeing your band, and I really liked your band.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not...
think I got really drunk and said that I wanted to join your band at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
But the getting drunk and...
No, well, that's totally cool saying that. Anybody who says anything positive about any band I'm in, I'm totally into that.
I've done that to bands and thought that they were the greatest band ever. And then I go and buy, or I'll buy the album. I'm just like, this is going to be awesome in the morning. And I go and get up in the morning and put the album on. I'm like, oh, this actually sucks.
That's your way of saying that that's how you felt about my band.
No, because I didn't.
And then let me tell you, I do that to every band. I tell every band I love them. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, even better. So you didn't buy my record.
No.
So. Even better. So, no, that's okay. So, I'm just thinking back because a band that your girlfriend was in at the time and myself, our band, played together. Yeah, that would be Operation Makeout.
Yep.
That's how I think our sort of cosmic paths.
That's the one time that I saw you guys. You opened for Operation Makeout.
There you go. That's how we first sort of vaguely knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And there we go. Now, this is Drew, of course. Drew Swalwell is my good friend here in the station here at CITR. And we only have 10 minutes. And that's okay. We only have 10 minutes. And you've seen my children running around.
Yes.
Hopped up on gum.
They're hopped up on gum. They're full on right now.
I know. You should hang out all the time with them because it's...
Yeah, I should.
And then you will always wrap your... Whatever you want to call it. It's called, birth control, let me tell you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love my children. Don't get me wrong. I love them. And I'm an okay mom, but... It's a lot of work is what I'm saying. So if anybody would like to hang out with me at a period where I have my kids all day, and they're much better now too. If we could go back in time, they're now 9 and 6. If we can go back to when they were 4 and 1.5, that was a good time to force. You know, like those shows where they take teenage kids and they put them in like boot camp or they put them into jail and they scare them straight. There's like documentaries and like they put... Well, they do.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know maybe because
I've become very hipster recently, and I unplugged my cable.
Oh, well, okay. Even those unhipsters 10 years ago, they would have like the whatever show, like some afternoon talk show, and they would take a bunch of kids, like 16, 15, and they would like bring them to a jail and then get them scared straight. Even like if you watch Orange Is the New Black, and they bring kids in and then they scare them. And then all that somebody would have needed to do with me about 3 or 4 years ago is send, a 17-year-old and hang out with me for a whole day and my 2 kids. And they'd be like, oh, my God, I'm never having sex again. I'm never having sex again. I am never having unprotected sex, nor am I having children before I need to have kids. And I love my kids and I'm happy and I don't regret it. But don't have kids young because you're just like, why? I was older and I'm happy.
this is getting awkward now, isn't it?
It's getting really... Why am I talking about my kids like that? I'm so terrible. And then I wonder why they're so crazy. Oh, God. Okay.
Play something.
We have 7 minutes. Okay, well, yeah, we'll get on to something. I have my show in 2 more weeks, so I should tell everybody that. My show is every second week from 6:30 until 8. And then in the alternating weeks, we have John Pantherbone. He does his show. Also, do not forget to keep tuning in at 8 o'clock when Val comes in. That would be Val Cormier with her show, Folk Oasis. And there you go. And, I do need to play some things, like a Shindig ad here. And I also need to play the UBC President Installation V2 webcast.
Have you ever played Shindig?
I did, and we won.
Oh, that's right, you did.
I did, wow. And we won.
I didn't mean to set you up like that.
I'm so like trigger happy. Like, and we won.
Oh yeah, we won.
That was us.
Yeah, we lost.
Oh, you guys played Shindig?
Yeah, we played twice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, more or less.
Who did you lose and or win to, or what?
First time we lost to half Japanese.
Okay, half Japanese.
Half Chinese.
No, they were huge. Okay.
No, anyway.
Half Chinese.
Half Chinese.
And they beat you guys.
They beat us.
Okay.
I think we got robbed that one. But
yeah, no. Okay.
But they also went on to place third, I think.
Oh, okay.
Second time around, Sleuth, who actually won the whole thing.
Oh, well, see, that's always good when you get beaten by, like, the champion.
Yeah, I mean,
in any sport.
Obviously, nobody's going to, only a champion could beat my band.
Of course, there you go. And so when did you play Shindig? What years?
God, like 3 years ago now.
Oh, so not
for
that
Manhans,
long ago. Okay.
And then probably 5 years ago for Catamaran.
Oh, okay. So not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
And so when you played Shindig, was it Ben Lai? He was the host.
Oh, he's always been the host.
Well, no, but he wasn't because Bryce Dunn used to be the host.
That's true.
Bryce Dunn was the host when I was playing, and he was the dude that started beer, drinks. What was it? Jokes for Beer.
Yep.
It was Bryce Dunn. And when we played our finale, it was at the Starfish. So that goes to show how long it was.
Wow. You've just dated yourself.
I know. That was 1998 we won. So, yeah. We were just young. We were so young. I was like 18.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I wasn't. So, but I was still young. I was like way younger than many of anybody I know. So it was Bryce, and Bryce, then he was the dude, Bryce with the hair. At that time, he was just finishing up his drumming stint with the Smugglers. He was like the coolest guy in town. And apparently there used to be a zine called Bryce's Hair.
I think I had that zine. Yeah, there you go. At one point.
Yeah, that's Bryce. And, now Bryce, of course, is this, drummer of the Transmitters. And, we only have 5 minutes, folks. Oh, and by the way, I was going to tell you something else about Shindig. It's no longer at the railway. Do you know that?
No.
This year, it's at some other place. I just had a long conversation with some CITR people. Oh, Val, do you know that Shindig is no longer at the railway?
I heard that rumor.
Some other place. Sarah Cordingly just told me. Apparently, this place is really cool, and it's like way better, but I forget now what it's called. So, oh, by the way, people, if you need Shindig, listen to this ad I'm going to play for us like right now. And it looks like we've pretty much run out of time. I have to do a little bit of administrative stuff, play some stuff here, and then tell you all that it's been a slice. And thank you, Drew, for coming down.
Hey, no problem.
It was awesome. If you could see Drew, by the way, he has a big, giant, bushy beard.
That's true.
And I, you know what, Drew? I love you, but I think you're a good-looking guy, and you don't need the beard.
I don't think that's true.
I'm just saying. Not saying people get beards because they're not.
People get beards because they let themselves go.
Well, I just think that it would be nice to see your face. That's all I'm saying. I say that with all love and heart.
I was at a wedding this past weekend. This girl basically said the exact same thing to me.
So don't take it the wrong way.
I told her where to go.
Oh, you did not? Really? So are you ready to tell me where to go now?
No,
oh, no. I'm putting you on the spot.
Because your kid just showed up.
Oh, I'm not excellent. Way better. I say that completely with yes, Coral. Okay, then come on. Okay, let's say goodbye. Okay, here we go. You're on that mic. Oh, Drew, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to say goodbye.
Okay.
Well, I just need to get my mics.
Okay, good. So do you want to tell us goodbye then?
Goodbye, everybody.
No, shout, please. No? Okay, that's good. You don't have to shout.
Goodbye, everybody. I'm very sad.
Girl, okay. That's good. Okay, now let's move on to Shindig, the ad for Shindig, because I need to do that. PSA's ads. And I only meant that out of the love of my heart. I totally did. Like, if I really didn't think you were good looking, I'd be like, hey, you should really get a bigger beard. I don't know. Friends, okay, hold on a second. Shindig, September 15th. Why can I not find what I need to play?
What iPhone is it?
UBC.
A broken one.
Shindig. I need to play this party ad.
It's a broken.
Shindig. Why can't I find Shindig? Okay, I am just having problems. Okay, UBC, President Installation. Priority ad.
Stunning radio.
I'm not getting paid, bud. No, none of us are getting paid. In fact, I'm paying for my parking, and that's not cheap. Okay. So, they're not getting professional radio. Nobody's getting professional radio here at CITR. Okay. I cannot find what I'm supposed to play. So let's move on to something else. Let's play CITR is the best club. That makes sense. Let's put that there. Okay, folks. It's been a slice. And I'm trying to do my thing here. Okay. Okay. Anyways, thank you, folks, for listening. And I'll see you in a couple weeks. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Babysitting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bye. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag.